hampering the royal succession. Bees poured down out of the sky. Granny Weatherwax turned her face towards Magrat. Magrat heard the voice clearly in her head. "You want to be queen?" And she was free. She felt the weariness drop away from her, and it also felt as though pure Queen Inchi poured out of the helmet. More bees rained down, covering the slumped figure of the old witch. The queen turned and her smile froze as Magrat straightened up, stepped forward, and with hardly a thought in her head, raised the battle axe and brought it around in one long sweep. The queen moved faster, her hand snaked out and gripped Magrat's wrist.
"Oh, yes," she said, grinning into Magrat's face. "Really? You think so?"
She twisted. The axe dropped from Magrat's fingers.
"And you wanted to be a witch?"
Bees were a brown fog, hiding the elves, too small to hit, impervious to glamour, but determined to kill. Magrat felt the bones scrape.
"The old witch is finished,"
said the queen, forcing Magrat down.
"I won't say she wasn't good, but she wasn't good enough. And you certainly aren't."
Slowly and inexorably, Magrat was forced downwards.
"Why don't you try some magic?" said the queen.
Magrat kicked. Her foot caught the queen on the knee, and she heard a crack. As she staggered back, Magrat launched herself forward and caught her around the waist, bearing her to the ground. She was amazed at the lightness. Magrat was skinny enough, but the queen seemed to have no weight at all. "Why," she said, pulling herself up until the queen's face was level with hers, "you're nothing. It's all in the mind, isn't it? Without the glamour, you're..." An almost triangular face, the tiny mouth, the nose hardly existing at all, but eyes larger than human eyes, and now focused on Magrat in pinpoint terror.
"Iron,"
whispered the queen. Her hands gripped Magrat's arms. There was no strength there. An elf's strength lay in persuading others they were weak. Magrat could feel her desperately trying to enter her mind, but it wasn't working. The helmet was lying several feet away in the mud. She just had time to wish she hadn't noticed that, before the queen attacked again, exploding into her uncertainty like a nova. She was nothing. She was insignificant. She was so worthless and unimportant that even something completely worthless and exhaustively unimportant would consider her beneath contempt. In laying hands upon the queen, she truly deserved an eternity of pain. She had no control of her body. She did not deserve any. She did not deserve a thing. The disdain sleeted over her, tearing the planetary body of Magrat Garlic to pieces. She'd never be any good. She'd never be beautiful or intelligent or strong. She'd never be anything at all. Self-confidence? Confidence in what? The eyes of the queen were all she could see. All she wanted to do was lose herself in them. And the ablation of Magrat Garlic roared on, tearing at the strata of her soul, exposing the core. She bunched up a fist and hit the queen between the eyes. There was a moment of terminal perplexity before the queen screamed, and Magrat hit her again. Only one queen in a hive. Slash. Stab. They rolled over, landing in the mud. Magrat felt something sting her leg, but she ignored it. She took no notice of the noise around her, but she did find the battle axe under her hand as the two of them landed in a peat puddle. The elf scrabbled at her, but this time without strength, and Magrat managed to push herself to her knees and raise the axe, and then noticed the silence. It flowed over the queen's elves and Shornog's makeshift army as the glamour faded. There was a figure silhouetted against the setting moon, its scent carried on the dawn breeze. It smelled of lions' cages and leaf mould.
"He's back," said Nanny Og. She glanced sideways and saw Ridcully, his face glowing, raising his crossbow.
"Put it down," she said.
"Will you look at the horns on that thing? Put it down." "But
it'd go right through him. Look, you can see that tree through him. He's not really here. He can't get past the doorway, but he can send his thoughts."
"But I can smell him."
"If he was really here, he wouldn't still be standing up."
The elves parted as the king walked through. His hind legs hadn't been designed for bipedal walking. The knees were the wrong way round and the hooves were overlarge. It ignored them all and strutted slowly to the fallen queen. Magrat pulled herself to her feet and hefted the axe uncertainly. The queen uncoiled, leaping up and raising her hands, her mouth framing the first words of some curse. The king held out a hand and said something. Only